Doing?
Hey, Mike.
Everything's great today.
I think everything's under control now because, like, mics are off that should be off and things aren't repeating. And I don't know. I'm sort of settling into a kind of a little golden haze of happiness.
Relax. I think it's worked out quite well.
So because I have a golden haze of happiness, our next guest, Robin Tricker, all her music is just so much fun. You know?
So relaxing.
So much fun. So Robin has a new record. It's really something happy. It's called Saltwater Happy. It's her debut, and she's a New Jersey girl. Want to welcome, just like Martha. So Robin, want to welcome you to WMFO. How you doing?
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Oh, so happy to talk to you.
Hi, Robin.
Yes, same here. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Robin.
Hi, Martha.
obviously, you guys have spoken before. It's nice to get you all together here. And Frank, thank you for suggesting that we talk to Robin.
Why not?
Yep.
So, we go way back, Frank and I and Martha.
Oh, years.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
Months, anyway.
At least a couple weeks.
Okay. So let's talk about, I'm just going to put on, sort of lean back in my chair and put on my corncob pipe and sort of ask you about your childhood. So obviously music does it for you like it does it for me and Frank and Martha. When's the first time that you knew back in New Jersey as a child that music was so important to you?
Oh, my God. Well, I always loved music, like a lot of us do. You know, I started off as a professional dancer.
Oh.
So I knew from a very young age that I loved music, and it moved me. No pun intended. So my mother put me in dance school, and I was really into dancing. And as a child, I joined the like school band. You know, I was in band in school.
Important.
I played the clarinet. Thank you. I took guitar lessons, and eventually I went to a performing arts high school where I studied dance, and we also had music there.
Oh, like Fame. like the movie Fame?
Yes, that's right. So we were the sister school to Fame.
Oh, that's so neat.
In New Jersey. And so I did that. You know, music was always a big part of my life. My mother was always playing music.
What kind of music did your mom play in the house when you were growing up? Who'd you listen to?
Actually, my mother loved the Judds growing up.
Okay.
Yeah, she loved the Judds. But she would always play the radio in the car. So I heard everything. She would play doo-wop. She would play Motown. She'd play, Steve Miller, the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, all the classics. So I really got schooled. Probably in the back seat of the car.
Yeah, you really got a liberal arts education in music. That's so cool.
Important step.
Yeah, absolutely. So clarinet and guitar. So guitar is I do you still play the clarinet? I would think not.
I actually my mother just gave me my old clarinet.
Oh no!
What am I going to do with this?
You know what? You could use it on a future recording.
Right, it looks good in the background.
It'd be another Benny Goodman.
So cool. Yeah, it would be so cool. I mean, it's a cool instrument. I mean, you don't hear it enough.
What
certainly.
About the ukulele?
Well, so I did a couple of, like, I did a lot of guitar lessons, and then one day I went to this early music education class, and somebody had a ukulele, and I was just, like, love at first sight.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
What the heck is that? Never saw one in person, and the next day, my husband bought me a ukulele.
Oh.
After I went home and, like was so inspired by this tiny little instrument. And that's what really got me writing a lot of songs and inspired me. So
nice.
That's when it all began right there, when I saw the ukulele. That's my main instrument now.
It certainly comes through on your music. I mean, because I was listening to it before, and it's just like happy beach music, I guess, for a,
yes.
You know, yeah. And ukulele
album,
is a big part of that.
It's definitely happy, yeah. Happy beach music.
Yeah. So this is your debut. How exciting?
So exciting. So exciting. It's like a dream come true. You know, you've written all these songs, and then you can compile them and pick the best ones, and you go in the studio. And actually, my album was produced by Anthony Krizan, who's formerly of the Spin Doctors.
Yeah, I read that.
So he was the guitarist for the Spin Doctors, and just a super talented guy. We had so much fun recording it.
How did that come about? How did he get involved with the project?
I sought him out. I knew about him, did a little research, and I was like,
Lucky.
This is the guy I want to work with.
Respect. And then after, that's great.
After meeting him, I was like, yep, you're the one. Let's do this. And then it took 2.5 years.
Wow. Well, that's good to take your time.
Perseverance.
So for somebody like myself, who doesn't really know the recording process, what does having somebody of that ilk, somebody who's been in the business, what does that do to add to your record?
It's so much. I mean, he plays so many instruments. He's good on everything. He plays drums. He plays the bass. He plays lead guitar. He's fantastic. And then my husband was also there, and so we had a lot of the three of us together. Really thought a lot about each song and how we were going to make it original and different, and what instruments, who we're going to call in to play the bongos and stuff like that. On a couple of the tracks, there's like a suitcase we played.
I play the suitcase very well.
And then my husband played, we laugh about this, but there was a chair there, like a stool with metal legs. And my husband played percussion on the leg of the chair.
I love that. It's so natural.
It's great.
Yeah, so it was very organic. And we did timbali, different things. So it was good to have everybody involved. And it was a very creative process.
Sounds wonderful.
It sounds like it. So this is just a typical DJ question. So here you go. Saltwater Happy. That's a perfect title for this record. And the title track as well. How'd you come up with that?
Well, I was in the pharmacy one day going to get I don't know what. And I don't know if you can relate to this. I know Martha can. I was drawn to this beautiful nail polish color. And
Frank and I are out for sure.
You guys are out, but Martha.
Well, I haven't showed you my toenails.
Something to look forward to.
If you know anything about nail polish, they always have very playful names.
True.
As their colors. And this beautiful blue color that I was drawn to was called Saltwater Happy.
So funny. I love it.
Yeah, and I was like, it was like a little light bulb went off in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, I have to write that song now. So I went home. I went to my bedroom. I shut the door. And I wrote Saltwater Happy in probably a couple of days, just sort of kept tweaking it. And and that's how it came about from
great
the nail polish color.
Great story.
That's great. I would have bought some saltwater taffy just to have on hand while I'm doing that. That's just me.
I always think of the beach with saltwater taffy.
Did you buy the nail polish?
I absolutely did. I did buy the nail polish. And if you look on YouTube, there's a Saltwater Happy video. And I have the nail polish on in that video.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
So that's
notice the nail polish, but cool. I've seen the video.
You need to go back and look at that color. It's, very beautiful.
All right. Well, this is as we've been saying, it's such a perfect title. And that's the title track. And I want to have our audience get a chance to listen to what you sound like.
Yay. Okay, great.
So what I want to do, Robin, is I want to play the title track and a couple more from the record, including that one about Bob, because it's such a great track. So we'll play like three tracks, and then we'll come back and talk to you on the other side.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thanks, Robin.
Breakfast. deep, let your light shine through.
WMFO Medford. It's Mike here and Frank and Martha. We're having a good old time listening to Robin Tricker from her brand new record called Saltwater Happy. I don't know.
I feel like I'm on the beach right now.
I know. It's the whole thing. That's what I meant by like beach happy music.
Makes me particularly happy in February.
I know, right? It's a typically cold day, but we're just warming up in here.
Sun's out. Not too bad.
So we heard three selections. We heard the title track, Saltwater Happy. We heard Need More Bob, because we all do, and a cover of In the Summertime. Hi, Robin. So tell us, how did the In the Summertime cover come about?
Oh, well, while we were making the album, we were like, what? We should throw a couple cover songs in here.
Definitely.
And we definitely threw around a bunch of songs, and we just kept looking and searching, and we let it sort of marinate which one we should do.
That's a good word.
Mm-hmm. Marinate, yeah. It always, yeah. And so then somebody said, hey, how about In the Summertime? I think it was my husband. And I'm like, oh, maybe, yeah. It's a great song. It's right up my street. And we tried it a couple times. And it morphed because we kept it closer to the original, and then we tried it with like sort of a rap in there, and that didn't work. So then we changed it where that's Anthony Krizan singing the backgrounds in that song.
Nice,
worked well,
and it just like it seemed to work, and it fit the album well, I thought.
Yeah, and we can hear what you said about all these percussive tricks. You know, I mean, you know, both with your mouths and just anything that's around that you could, suitcases or whatever. It just adds to the fun. Really, it sounds awesome.
Thank you. It's funny. I forgot it, but in the beginning of In the Summertime, my friend Eric Dernal is beatboxing.
There you go.
And he goes, I never thought that me beatboxing in my room, because he's an amazing guitarist as well, I never thought that it'd actually translate into a song and I'd be using it.
Well, there you go. The best things come out of nowhere sometimes. So yeah. So why do we need more Bob? What was the thought behind that song?
So that song was written with my friend Robbie Viola, and we were over, he was over my house, we were rehearsing, I think for our little mini tour that we did to Key West, and we were like, you know, we were like sort of, he was doing little licks on the guitar, and he said, we were like, there should be more songs that are like Bob Marley songs that are full of love and happiness and groovy, and I don't know who said it, but we're like, yeah, we need more Bob, and then we just both started saying, need more Bob.
That's how it happens.
Over and over again.
That's
genius.
A great story. Great story. So, Frank, you want to talk a little bit about Robin's plans for gigging out?
Yeah. One thing about that Need More Bob, though, I love the line about, you know, prescription drugs and how you don't need them. And, you know, if you can grow it, you can smoke it, and I'll leave it at that.
Some prescriptions you do need, but yes.
So,
true story.
We're wondering, like, where your gigs may be coming up in the next few months.
And you're coming up here to Boston, anywhere near here.
Yeah, we need to get you up here.
I have a very good friend in Boston who I went to Performing Arts High School with, who went to Boston University, who now lives in Boston and teaches dance and choreography right
now
in the corner from you guys. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, shows. In February, we have a show at Woody's Roadside Tavern, and that's in Farmingdale, New Jersey. That is February 22nd. And you can look on, I sing in a duet called Gypsy Moon. And that website to see the whole schedule is gypsymoonduet.com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the whole schedule's there, and we play a lot of shore gigs in the summertime and in the spring.
Yay.
In the summertime. And I know that Frank and Martha are coming to see me this summer, maybe.
Long Beach Island.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Surf City, here we come.
I guess my invitation got lost in the mail.
Surf City.
Okay, you're welcome to come, Mike.
All right. Hey, cool. So, perfect. So, do you have any plans to play up around Boston at all?
I don't, but I'm always open to, like, a mini tour. Because we're so busy in the summer locally, it's hard sometimes to carve away that time to do a little tour.
Totally get that.
All right. We like to have fun here. We have water here. We'd love to have you come by.
Mike,
check it out.
Hook me up. Hook me up. I'm coming.
Salt water. Have equal travel.
All right. And when you do, you're welcome here to come visit in person here at MFO. We'd love to meet you and maybe have you play a little acoustic here in the studio. That'd be wonderful.
I would love that. It'd be great.
Okay. Let's make that happen.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I guess I listened to Frank and Martha's show the other day, or Marka. I cannot speak today.
Or Martina, whoever the heck we are, one day for another.
Whoever it is. But you had made a request. I guess this goes back to your mom playing the Judds. You wanted to hear some Kenny Chesney.
I love Kenny Chesney,
yeah.
Yes. And this is like my favorite Kenny Chesney song.
Reminds me of my daughter. She's in love with Kenny Chesney. And when she started listening and going to his shows, I say, I see you found your own Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, yes. He's our version of Jimmy Buffett. Yeah.
I couldn't find American Kids yesterday, but Mike found
it
here.
Mike can find out anything.
I did find it. I did find it. So we're going to go out with that. And again, your debut records are so much fun. Congratulations on that. I know it took 2.5 years. You took your time. You did it right. It's so much fun to listen to.
It's a keeper.
And we really appreciate getting some insight into, you know, all the percussive sounds that you made and how some of the songs came about. So Saltwater Happy, everybody. I did put a link to buy to iTunes. I'm just going to give up. In my link. So again, Robin Tricker, Saltwater Happy. Thank you. We're going to go out with that very song, American Kids, from Kenny Chesney. And once again, Robin, thank you so much.
And thank you guys for having me.
You're
we'll talk soon.
And please make sure you let us know when you're coming to Boston, because you're going to be sitting in the seat that Martha's sitting in. And we're going to love that.
I can't wait.
Frank's going to be standing on his head.
Why?
Why are we Frank?
We're just looking forward to seeing Robin live.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you need to look at my schedule to see if I'm going to Boston, it will be on robintricker.com as well.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you again so much.
Thanks, Robin.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
You guys.
Okay. Bye.
Have fun. Stay happy.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, save me, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, save me, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey. Hey. We were Jesus, save me, blue jean baby. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
WMFO, we're all right. That was a request for Robin Tricker. Thank you so much. Once again, her debut record is out, called Saltwater Happy, and her request right there for Kenny Chesney and American Kids. That was a lot of fun. Thanks, Frank and Martha, for suggesting that you come on.
Thank you for doing it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So here's what's going to happen. Frank's going to read another PSA because he is the master. And then, as promised, we're going to celebrate the music of Carole King. Not all Carole King performances, but there's so much to talk about with that. And in celebration, really, of her Broadway show called what's it called?
Wow, I just got it right here.
My head is breaking.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
Carole
beautiful.
King musical.
Of course
Carole
it is.
King musical.
Of course it is. So first of all,
we missed it. Okay.
PSA.
PSA. This is.
Can you do it on your head? Stand on your head, please.
Numbers to think about.
Guess not.
All right. Let me try. Ow.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
Oof. Here's some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. You think something's wrong here? Anyway, that's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that. All right, so when we planned for you guys to come in here, you said, hey, can we do a set of Carole King? And like I said, it's not all Carole King performances, but for example, the first one we want to play is Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. So,
that was one of her first song successes.
She's such a prolific songwriter, you know, she and Jerry Goffin and others, and people had hits with her songs. She didn't even start singing.
Talk about serendipity. She just happened to be there in the right place at the right time, met the right people. 14 years old, taking the subway from Brooklyn into Manhattan to hawk her songs. That's quite adventurous.
Sure.
And she still hasn't lost her enthusiasm even now.
No. And why should she?
Love it.
All right, so we're going to play, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 songs, because there's so many we could do. But like I said, we're going to start off with this classic from the Shirelles, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, here at WMFO.
1960.
Innocent Teenagers.
It's WMFO.
Tonight you're mine. Now when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go
out in the street. All the room's the only place I know where you just have to wish to make it so. Let's go up on the roof.
Up on the trouble
brews.
And if this world starts getting you down, there's room in up for two up on the roof.
Chuck. comfort goes. Bailing on my soul, make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
stay together, don't you feel it too? Still I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died and I can't hide and I just can't fake it. Oh, no, 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 no.
WMFO, wow. Well, that was an awful lot of fun, you guys.
Wow,
that was
Aretha.
Great. I feel reborn.
That was really cool. I think it'd be really nice of us to tell everybody why we're so excited and what we just did. So this was all you guys, Frank and Martha, that was your idea to do this.
Well, it came from a Boston Globe article a couple of weeks ago about the play, which we missed, unfortunately.
But it just brought back, opened the floodgates of old memories and old tunes we loved in the 60s, 70s.
It's so crazy. And everyone that we played, even though it wasn't Carol performing on it necessarily, she had something to do with it. Let's start with the Shirelles and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow, 1961.
Wow, that's true. They were teenagers themselves, and that tune, the eternal question with the teenagers.
Will you?
Will you? And then what happens tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Meatloaf said it a different way, but...
And then one fine day, we played the Chiffons with Carol herself playing on the piano on that track.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yes.
And the Drifters, Up on the Roof.
Oh, right. That's always been one of my favorite songs. It just transports you. And if you've ever lived in a city, you totally get that song.
Yep, and I love the James Taylor version of that, too.
Me, too.
Love it.
Oh, gosh, I do. He sings it sweetly.
And then, you know, we had the manufactured band for a TV show, but they were a real band. Nobody really knew they were.
The prefab four.
Yeah, the Monkees.
It's so right? funny. They sounded so great on these speakers just now.
Everybody that comes in here says these JBLs are amazing. They just sound great.
I had never realized that Carole King had written...
No, the Pleasant Valley Sunday, yeah.
So she and her husband had moved to the suburbs, believe it or not, and they were just dumbfounded by... I don't know, the lifestyle back
West
then.
West Orange, New Jersey.
Which is not a bad town, but in the 60s, that conformity thing, yikes. It hadn't, the new generation hadn't taken quite hold then. It was pretty conservative back then.
And then there was an artist called Little Eva that did the original version of The Locomotion.
Yeah, Eva Boyd,
yeah.
Who actually was their babysitter in Brooklyn. She and her husband... And somehow they got her hooked up with some record producer.
I mean, she could sing.
She could certainly
sing.
She was
very young when she did that.
She had a pretty good career.
13, 14, Little Eva?
Yeah, I think.
She was quite young.
Yeah. Young teenager.
And then we got to hear from Carole herself on her debut record. Her
Tapestry.
Yeah, what a record.
I had that one.
Who didn't?
Yeah.
I think it's still on like perennial top 10 list.
I have two sisters, all three of us had the album.
Yeah, it's too late.
It is too late.
Yeah.
Great song, though. Clear-eyed. Just appealed to every woman, for sure. And I suppose the men, too, if you look at it that way.
The album cover was nice, too. It was that cat.
The cat.
I remember the cat.
Right. Now, she had moved to California by then.
Right.
And, actually, I think that saved her, moving out there to the West Coast. So
she seems like a West Coast kind of person.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we ended up, of course, with the Queen of Soul, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, another Carole King composition.
It's just incredible, the scope of her work.
Did you guys see the Kennedy Center Honors?
Yes.
Yes.
When, Carole didn't know. She didn't know that Aretha was going to come out and sing that.
That was...
And Carole's reaction when she came out with a fur and she saw her come out on stage and sit down at the piano, she was just pure joy.
Yeah.
That was a moment.
It was amazing. It was.
Great lady.
Yep. All right, so thank you so much. That was so much fun.
Thank you, Mike.
You for having us.
Okay. So Jane is coming up next, and we'll talk to Jane for something about the women soon. But I have a little bit of more. A little bit of more. Is that good grammar?
A little bit of more. He's talking Italian now, huh? A little bit of more.
It's your influence.
Well,
right?
You know, Jewish, Italian, it's the same thing. Catfish and the Bottle Man, a really nice pop band that I like a lot, has a new record out, and the advance single is called Fluctuate. We'll play a little new noise right now at WMFO.
Nice.
In Medford.
I push back on my back on my plans. You've waited up, Christ, I love you. I'd write off every glance that I've ever had with someone. If should this mean the start, you switch my faith, now phone off. Just sat there sifting through my B-sides that I've never had with someone. But why pass all the times the disciplines led me? Let me to you.
This dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. I don't wanna kiss or hold your hand. If it's funny, try and understand. There is really nothing else I'd rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. I don't need to hug or hold you tight. I just wanna dance with you all night. In this world there's nothing I would rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance with you is everything I need. Before this dance is through, I think I'll love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see his face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you. Just to dance with you, oh, is everything I need. Before this dance is through, I think I love you too. I'm so happy when you dance with me. If somebody tries to take my place, let's pretend we just can't see his face. In this world there's nothing I would rather do. I've discovered I'm in love with you. Oh, 'cause I'm happy just to dance with you.
You are listening to WMFO Medford.
It is straight up 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we, I'm just